semester there's a thing where I have to check. I mean, at school, you know. Yeah. I guess it just depends. Do you know some derogatory names for Negroes or for blacks?
Oh, I don't know, unless it be Blackie or something like that.
Did you ever hear anybody up at the university use some real derogatory names?
For blacks?
Uh-huh, for blacks.
Nigger.
Okay, anything else?
No, I couldn't think picking any for a child.
Okay. You know any derogatory names for whites?
Well, I think they call us whitey.
Okay. What about, what would you call white people who are, well, they're usually poor and they don't have any education and they're sort of good for nothing and they're too lazy to work and they don't do anything, you know?
No count nigger, I guess.
Okay. What would you call white people who are like that?
Poor white trash.
Okay. What would you call a child born of a one black parent, one white parent?
Oh, I don't know, but I hope it never comes to that.
Yeah.
I'm afraid they're mixing them too quick.
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
Do you have a name for somebody?
Albino? No, not albino. Gosh, I don't know.
Do you have them?
They used to have them a lot in the South, those Negro girls who masters lived with them. Not maroon, not, they'd have these big balls for these women and all that sort of, I think it's maroon or something.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call, how would you address a man that you worked for?
Some people say your boss, but it's employer.
Okay. How would you address him if you were talking to him?
Talking to him?
Uh-huh.
I'd just say Mr. whatever his name is.
Okay. Excuse me. What would you call somebody who lives out in the country and he doesn't know anything about the city or how to act when he's in the city and
the heck.
Okay. Anything else you might call it?
No.
Okay. If you're at a party and you look at your watch and it's 12:30 or 12:45, you say, well, we better go. It's midnight.
Near midnight.
Okay. What's another word you might use instead of near?
About.
Okay. Let's see, you might say that ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I fell three or four times.
I could have fallen.
Okay. If you're fixing to go somewhere and somebody says, hey, hurry up, you'd say, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
Okay. If you're going to Dallas, okay, and you're not sure the distance, you might stop and ask somebody, how
far is it to Dallas?
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby to somebody, you might say, what would you say? Just, you're pointing it out.
What is this?
Okay. If you want to know how regularly someone goes to town, you might say, how do you go to town?
How do you go to town?
Okay. If I say, I wouldn't vote for that so-and-so, you might say, would I? You agree?